Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was truly designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show that's kind of packed full of principles, of teachings that we get straight from the Bible, and we just apply them to our daily living. And of course, if you're looking around and I'm kind of here by myself, yep, my Niles and KJ are off visiting with their family in their homes, okay? And you're stuck with me, your girl. I'm kind of dressed in my pajamas because I wanted today's show to truly, I wanted it to be about you today, okay? And let me tell you why. One, because you matter. You matter to me so much. And two, because I matter. I matter to me so much. So we're going to do this thing where we're just going to peel back some layers on this particular principle that I'm going to talk about today. And then at the bottom of the hour, well, before the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give you a little something that's going on in Los Angeles and the surrounding counties and what we are doing to get through this, you know, to live through this. I think when we take the perception of we got to live through this, guys, then that's what we're going to do. And at the bottom of the hour, there were a few questions that were prepared for me to answer. And I'm going to answer those questions honestly, openly. I live by. I believe that in the spirit of living that kingdom life that you hear me talk about, you got to do it in, you know, as my grandmother would say, in season and out of season. But let's get started with our Christmas show. I gotta say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to everyone who will be celebrating the holidays. I especially want to offer condolences, my prayers to those who may be finding themselves in precarious situations right now that by no fault of your own, you're there. I know what it feels like. I do. And that's why today's show is so special to me, because I don't want you to go through this by yourself. No, I do not. And neither does God. That's why I was sent. You hear me say words like kingdom principles, become the work, get purposefully busy. These are words that denote when you have changed your mind, and that's what I've done. See, once upon a time, I want you to follow me with this. Once upon a time, I thought that my being good, my believing in Jesus Christ, my being good was all that I needed to really be successful or to keep time until I die, and then I can go to heaven, and then life would be wonderful. But it wasn't until I kept, for lack of a better word, being on a merry-go-round, being on a treadmill where every time I thought that, okay, I'm gonna really think positive. I even started to do stuff like that, right? Every time I started to think positive, or every time I maybe prayed loudly where God didn't hear me the first time I was praying, so I'd pray even louder. I find myself time after time, year after year, event after event, going through the same thing over and over, thinking, man. But it wasn't until I began to truly, I went to God and I asked, what is this kingdom that I'm reading about in Matthew 6:33? How can I have the kingdom operate in my life now and not have to die to go to heaven? And seriously saying to him, I am that poor. Because he said, blessed are the poor in spirit because they will inherit, you know, the kingdom, right? So I believe that I needed to be in a position where I would tell him, listen, there is absolutely nothing that I can do without you. You're absolutely everything. I'd tell him, and I'm serious about this. My prayer was, I'm nothing without you. There's a point in your life, guys, where you have to get, it's not a, you know, I don't want to liken it to a place of being broken, although brokenness is a part of, you know, kind of going through that process so that you can attain so much more. But what I'm talking about here is I had to have a changed mind, because if you really think about it, everything happens in the mind. Case in point, I woke up this morning and I kept saying, and I kid you not, right hand, I kept saying, oh my God, my stomach is just hurting so badly, right? And then I'm standing at the sink and I'm trying to do a differential, self-differential. Okay, you know, is it this, or is the fundus of the stomach? Is the, you know, the sphincter muscles? And I'm going through all of these things. But it wasn't until I truly reminded myself, I kid you not, that, wait a minute, I have a right. A divine legal right to walk in everything that I'm supposed to walk in, good health, good wealth, good finances, whatever. And I changed my mind. And even though the pain was there, right, I kept saying, but I know I'm healed. So I don't care what I'm feeling. I know that I'm healed. And that's what I want you to know. That's what I want you to experience. God wants you to experience something like that every day, where you really do have control over your circumstances. And you may ask, well, you don't understand, Doc, I've lost this and I've lost that. And, you know, I've lost loved ones. And I do understand. Oh, yes, I do. Because if you have followed me, if you know me, if you know a little something about my story, you know that a lot of the years when I finally chose that I am going to live the life that I know that I can live, and it wasn't a name it and claim it, although I did do that in the 90s, and that's for another show, okay? It was going through what Christians call, or we Christians call, the Bible, which is really our constitution, going through that book where it's about a king who is talking to his royal children, us, and he's given us everything that's needful, everything. And there's people say things are going to get worse before they get better. It's we're in the middle of a pandemic, which means that we have no money. And that's not the truth. And I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. No money has left the earth, not one penny, not one dime. Poverty is not the lack of money. Poverty is the lack of creativity. You were born with everything that you need. I get excited. I get angry. I get excited. I get angry because at some point in your life, and I pray that that point is right now, I want you to look at this particular season not as a loss, but I want you to look at this season as a period of restoration, a period of revival, a period of not you getting it together, but you simply saying, truly, if I don't have you, my life is nothing. Now, if you look at that thing, okay, that's you being vulnerable. That's you not worrying about the degree, not caring about the money that you have or do not have. Again, I told you, poverty is not the absence of money. It's the absence of creativity. I want the absolute best for you today. I've changed my mind and I'm not going to wait another holiday that's marked on a calendar for me to say Merry Christmas. And I mean that. Can you hear me? I hadn't lost my mind, but I've lost the way that I've thought for so long, and it just did not profit me anything. I want you to meet yourself right where you are. That's what I want you to do for Christmas. I want you to meet you right where you are. I don't want you to put on any airs of, if you're not having a good day, then I'll just fake it till I make it. If you've heard those kind of connotations, ouch, I used to say that. We're not faking anything until we make it. We have everything that we need right now. And for someone who, maybe you just turned on this show and you're thinking, man, this chick got on pajamas. What's up with her? I am living in the moment. And that's what I want you to do. Can I be open, honest, and sincere with you? Let me track my time here. Yep, we got some time. This time last year, well, let me back up. I've learned now that God gives you what you can manage. I wrote some things down about the principal motive. This is the principal motive for man's creation as outlined by God, okay? You are a manager. You are an administrator. You are ruler. You are of the planet. Here's what I'm saying. The mandate for mankind is rulership and dominion. It's written. I'm not making this up. It's written. And if you're not ruling or dominating, it doesn't mean that you're lacking in anything. It means that perhaps you need to go back to the manufacturer. Perhaps you need to take a pad and your pen and you need to go and write and ask those questions. Relationship is so vital, not just for your survival, it's vital for you to thrive. In you are seeds. You came here with them. You even came with plans, right? But it's God's purpose. It's his purpose that will be established. So get into your purpose. What does that look like? Well, it looks like turning off the television. It looks like disconnecting from the Wi-Fi. It looks like telling your friends that, hey, I gotta go and rediscover, man, why I was sent. And then it may mean some sleepless nights. It may mean some rolling up the sleeves and becoming what you were supposed to become. it may mean, and that's what work is, becoming what you were supposed to become. You hear me oftentimes, and I'm going to get to the story about last year. I am. But I want you to be so equipped to come. And you find yourself on the other side of, I don't have. I want you to be able to say, and I mean this, for my God shall supply, and not just quote a scripture, but that's a principle. Because now, when you say that, you put the responsibility, if he's in your life, you put that responsibility on him. Okay, now off to my story. For those who may be on the other side of a door that you were once able to call home, I was there. How many times? This particular time was really, really difficult for me. See, I'm not going to blame God on all of the losses and, you know, going into foreclosure and losing cars and possessions. No. A lot of that was my mismanagement. See, I've learned, guys, I've discovered that God doesn't give me, that he didn't give us what we ask for. He gives us what we can manage. And I don't know about you, but I really want to be a really good manager. I do. And I'm better now. So last year, I find myself on the other side of, I don't have a place to stay. Can you imagine? And I said this on the show one day. Can you imagine still having to show up? Still having to, because that's part of why I was sent. Still having to tell folk that God's got you. And believing that, not just feeling it, but knowing that no matter what you're going through, he has already won on your behalf, that if you are being tested, that's the word in you being tested, not to make you give up, but to make you say, you know what? I'm absolutely nothing without you. So I'm having to spend Christmas in someone else's place. And I'm looking around and I'm saying to myself, wow, how did I get here? But I had to be honest. I didn't manage my affairs. Come on, if you're going to be honest about it. See, I've got this thing called, and not anymore. Whenever the phone rings and you have an opportunity to give, you give. Never consulting God, never consulting my husband, but just giving. And if you find yourself like that, I really want you to pay attention to what you're allowed to manage. See, when you manage effectively, you'll be given more. I used to say this scripture, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And until I found out that scripture is nothing for me to be shouting about, it's for me to be embarrassed that someone who doesn't believe in him and someone who hasn't left religion and ran after his kingdom, Matthew 6:33, and his righteousness, that they can take the same principles that I study and go off and make millions and billions of dollars. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, hold up. I can't even get upset with them. I need to be getting upset with me because I have to. I have to be a better manager. And so do you if you find yourself in those precarious situations. Don't give what belongs to Chase. Give it away. Don't give to the point where you're like, oh, Lord, I know you're going to supply every need. Now you are making a mockery, not of him, but of you, of your faith. To everyone, there is a measure of faith. God gives us that. But then there's some laws that you have to put in place. So what did I do? I kept my head down, not physically down, but physically down. But I kept my focus. I kept my focus on the big picture. If what I am going through right now, that was the question I had to ask myself. If what I'm going through right now, is it going on in heaven? According to those principles that I follow, then it shouldn't be going on in my life either. Absolutely. But because I know that prayer is an action word, it's a noun and it's a verb. I acted on the verb and I had to get up. And I kept saying to myself, I believe in you. I believe in God. I believe in you. I believe in you. And this is with tears, man. This is with tears and embarrassment. But I kept telling myself, it's got to get better. It's got to get better. And that's in everything that I've ever done. That's what I want for you. I want this to be the last day that you are plagued with, I can't, what about me? You don't really understand my story. I want this to be the last day because I want you. I want this to be your Christmas. And I want you to give a present, a gift to yourself and to him. After all, it's his birthday. It's not ours. Why are we giving gifts, right? I never understood that. But anyway, I practiced it. I still like giving gifts. I do, but I give them now, not just because of that day, but because of that day. Don't wait to tell someone that you love them. Don't wait to pick up the phone and just, hey, I just wanted to hear your voice. I know we're in the age of technology. I get it. I do. But every now and again, you know, it's good to kind of let someone just check in. And you can be interactive with me today on this show and on subsequent shows that we do. The number 323-203-0815. Again, that number 323-203-0815. Now, a couple of things that I want you to just jot down, all right? And these are things that you're going to need to thrive in what the world says is a crisis. Kingdom-minded people say it's an opportunity to do some business in the marketplace. Now, I want you to determine what you need. Make a list of things that you need, not your want. Two, I want you to only acquire what you need. Hear me on this. I know the wants are sometimes just time in your life. These are suggestions that I used, and I have seen the benefit of those, of my using these. So I want you to be strategic, okay? I want you to make certain that you are not a bad manager. No more bad management, okay? Three, I want you to decide now not to live above your ability. I know, right? Don't spend all that you have. You gotta put something back. You gotta, yes, pay your tithes, because I am a tither. I believe in tithing, not because it's written, but because, one, I love him and I want to give. I believe that when I give 10% of what I make, that 90%, I spend it like it's a thousand. I spend it like it's a thousand, meaning I'm able to put some things back also. Okay. One more thing, and then we'll proceed with what's going on in all things California and some of the things that are coming out in the movies or on, was it straight to video streaming services? I want you to withdraw the unnecessary. That's number four. Okay. And number five, delay major purchases. All right. So that's five things that will assist you as we live through and thrive in what the world calls a crisis. We're going to call it an opportunity. All right. Now, don't feed, not the things that you want. Number two, only acquire what you need. And here you're going to be very strategic. Number three, decide not to live beyond your ability. Okay. Don't forget that. Very, very important. Don't spend all you have. Number four, withdraw the unnecessary. Okay. You just, where are you spending your money? You're just going to write a little list. Where am I spending my money? And number five, delay major purchases. All right. Those are things that will help us to thrive through a crisis or an opportunity. Okay. Depending on how you look at it, but you got to remember, you got to change your mindset. You got to watch what comes out of your mouth. All right. Now, coming up or coming out rather is Wonder Woman 1984. Now, let me tell you about why I like the fact that Wonder Woman 1984 is coming out. One, I mean, come on, man. This lady is living amongst people, then she's kind of blending in, right? And the mere fact that she's incognito and they don't know that she has the ability to do what she can do when the time or when, you know, when a crisis presents itself. Hey, isn't that just like what we do? When you're kingdom-minded, right? When you're minding things that will bring God glory and you're ushering forth with the government of God's kingdom here on the earth, where you can have a heavenly experience in the earth, you're living incognito. It's like yeast. And the village or the world is the flower, but they don't know that you're that secret sauce, that you get things done incognito. Wonder Woman 1984, you gotta make certain that you see it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's on HBO Max, and that's Christmas Day, all right? Jingle Jangle, this movie is really touching because it's Forrest Whitaker, and he is, I don't want to give the movie out, but he is a very distinguished little old toy maker, and what he does in that particular town is just remarkable, and it allows you to maybe dream again. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with us dreaming and having that imagination, all right? Now, if you are here in the Los Angeles area where we are, we've got a lot of drive-ins and things to do in your car, all right? There is a place over in a little city or little town called Northridge, California, and it's a beautiful wonderland that you can drive your car in. Really, really nice. Out in Woodland Hills, out in our direction over in the San Fernando Valley, we've got a Christmas light extravaganza. If I'm not mistaken, it's $50, but it's per car, and it's a beautiful array of flower of lights that will make you feel all warm and fuzzy, even though we don't have snow. And on to gift giving. Now, this is what I've been doing for gift giving this year. It's not that I don't want to give gifts because, again, I, you know, kind of budget and strategically spend. But this year, I wanted to do something that was going to be meaningful. So just an idea. Why don't you record a video message? And if you, you know at least how to turn your camera on, flip it if you don't have a stand, and be present, be poignant, be genuine, and tell someone that you really love them. Tell them a story of how they're going to be more than okay. Tell them some good things about them that kind of resonates in their spirit. Sometimes it's those small things that we take the time, not make time, because none of us can make it. It's those small things that we can take the time to tell someone that we really do care. I certainly would like to wake up and hear, you know, someone say, you matter. It's just, you know, my idea. And I'm writing letters again. Yep, like I said, these are just suggestions, but I wanted to write a letter. I'm writing letters to my grandsons to let them know how much Nana loves them and what I expect of them. And I actually tell them who God is in the body of the letter. We do not want to take for granted that people know. We want to live the life, so I implore them now to live the life of making right decisions in everything that they do, okay? So think about that, you know, your video, your write letters, but make it this year. Let's make it with our hands. How about that? All right, now. Please do not forget, I know I've been kind of MIA, but Monday, God's willing, on Facebook Live, I'm going to show up for Talk to Tanji, and that's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's just an array of just a few minutes to kind of check in, make sure everybody's, you know, accounted for, doing what you're supposed to be doing so that you're not wasting time and you don't get to the end of this year of your life and say, man, I had an opportunity to do X, Y, Z. And then you start to try to give God excuses why you didn't do it. Anyway, so don't forget that. And on my YouTube channel at Dr. Tanji on YouTube, I'll have a segment where Mr. Franklin Delano came onto the show and just talked all things shop talk. Such a wonderful guy. It's a past show. We upload those shows, the past shows first, so that you can kind of have some different flavor, as Niles would say. You can have different topics that we tackle even on past shows. Now, it is the bottom of the hour, and I am going to answer some questions that were taken, and I'm not really sure who took these questions, but again, I'm going to operate in honesty, openness, and sincerity. So let's play this game, learning more about Dr. T. All right. The question says, what is your favorite part of this time? Is the ability to pray that people will truly rediscover the true meaning. And not only that they rediscover the true meaning, that they surrender what they thought this time of year meant and receive the true meaning and then begin to live their life from the inside out. That's my favorite time. I kid you not, when you see something like that, it's like a revival of sorts. You know, you see people that no longer want to waste time, that no longer want to give their purpose an excuse why they are not embodying it. They no longer want to wake up and look around and say, you know what, I can do better. That's a wonderful thing, that life has a little bit more than what you've done or what you're doing, all right? Now, question number two. What is one thing you want for Christmas? Ooh, wait. Do you really want to know? All right, I want a 2018 Rolls Royce Wraith. You asked. I told you. I didn't say, the question that asked, what is one thing you need? It asked, what is one thing you want? So if you're listening and you want to give me a 2018 Rolls Royce Wraith, I want it blue with the night sky. And if you don't see the powder blue, I'll take the white, okay? And maybe you can put Tanji in the seat. You ask, I'm telling you. All right. The next question says, what is one thing you will give for Christmas? Well, I better not say it because they might be listening. But one thing that I will give, I'm going to give, but it's going to be a lot of one things. I'm going to give prayer. I'm going to give, I can't give hugs, but I'm going to give experiences. And that experience is going to be me merely saying, what is it that if money wasn't an object, right? Time wasn't a factor. What is that one thing that you would do? And then when people tell me that, I'm going to paint that picture for them. And then I'm going to hold on and I'm going to write some things down that they're saying. And then when they have those moments of despair, when they feel like they can't go on or they feel like, you know what, maybe I missed my opportunity to do X, Y, Z, I'm going to just open up that paper. I am. And I'm going to give it back to them. So that's what I'm going to give for Christmas. How about that? And the next question asks, what are some gift ideas for our loved ones? Well, I think I told them already, but okay, since they asked, and maybe I got ahead of myself, but I believe a couple of those gift ideas that you could give to someone is if you had a picture, if you've got a picture of, say, one of your friends, and perhaps because of where we are, the quarantining, the semi-lockdown, you don't find yourself having the ability to kind of be with them face-to-face, and you're taking precautions because you want to, but, you know, the need is not really there right now. Get a picture that you've taken. Pictures on your phone. Get some Kodak paper or you know, professional paper. Put it in your printer if your printer does that. If not, then mask up, physically distance, and go over to FedEx Kinko's is where I like to go to get my pictures printed out. And just put a frame, put it in a frame and send it. Send a picture to, and it may not reach the 25th, but remember when we came on the air, I said, your mindset really does have to change where you start to experience Christmas every day. Give someone something that they ordinarily couldn't go out and get. It could be your voice on a recorder, and you send that recorder. And on that voice, all you're recording, all you're saying is, you really do matter. I'm so glad that you're in my life. God created you for a time as this. You're carrying something that I need. So would you please give me what I need? I mean, think about it. If someone said that to you, wouldn't that make you think of things a little bit differently? Wouldn't it make you kind of focus on what is really important? And that's being about his business by living the life that we're supposed to. Yeah, I know. I get it. I get it. It'll be days where I don't want to get out of bed. And choice. And a dare, I believe. I believe KJ has just dared me to do it. So I'm doing it. But for all intents and purposes, let this be the time of season. This time, let this be the time that you push yourself. Push yourself. Let this be the time that you finally make up your mind. And yeah, you may have had some blows in 2020. I get it. I have too. But I'm deciding. I'm choosing. I'm deciding to think on things that will bring me peace, to think on things that will bring me that sense of joy, to think on things that I have right now. I have a portion of my health, okay? I have a roof over my head. I've got friends and family. I may not be able to see the ones that I really want to see, but God, I'm so grateful for the ones that I have. I have me. Have you ever thought, wow, there's absolutely no way I can take care of anybody else if I don't take care of me? You're just that valuable. You're that one out of the 99 that Jesus comes back to kind of gather. Give away what you want. Give away what you want. That's what I want for you. I want you to push yourself mentally, physically, emotionally. I want you to write your ideas and your visions and your goals down. And then I want you to have enough courage to offer them up. And then when you offer them to God, be okay with the breaking. Be okay with the deployment. Be okay with the wait. Be okay with the not now. Be okay with the go. Be okay with the stop. Make your life by deciding, I am going to live the life that I know I'm destined to live. And I'm going to start right now today. That's what I want for you. That's what I believe that's going to garner that sense of peace that you're missing because he's going to worry you. That's what I believe. Now, so how can we give to others who are alone during this time? I don't know if I said this or not, so if I'm repeating myself, please forgive me, but all in all, you've got everything that's needed, that's needful for that neighbor and that neighbor, and that neighbor over there. You walk around. I told you when we first started, you walk around with a bag of seed in you. Become that person that when you plant a seed in the ground, that word that is in you that comes alive when people come to your tree. People don't come to your tree that's a pear tree looking for oranges. And they don't go to orange trees looking for pears either. Be who you said that you are. Produce the fruit that he says that you can produce. That's what I want. That's what I believe that you can give other people during this time. You can give them a smile. You can give them hope. And just FYI, if you happen to have some people in your life that perhaps you're about to kind of wean yourself from, would you get into the habit of not celebrating everything that's going wrong in your life? If someone calls you up on the phone and they want you perhaps to have a pity party, I like those parties, especially if I've prayed with a person, especially if they know some of my story and they know that, well, man, they call up and they're telling me what's going wrong. I want you to instantly tell them that, you know what? Let's pray. Let's pray that the eyes of your understanding are opened and you really begin to see every good thing that he's already done for you. See, when you talk like that, that's kingdom talk, one, but your mind has to change. There's absolutely no way that you can speak life and think death. Just can't do it. You cannot. And if you do, then wow, how did you do that? Begin to speak life in every situation that you find yourself in. And then you will be giving them exactly what they're in need of. I'm not making light of depression. I'm not making light of oppression. God knows I'm not. But what I am making light, I'm making light, okay, of you, yeah, not saying that because of XYZ, you can't do. I told you I was homeless. How many times? I told you that I've lost possessions. How many times? I told you that I've been broke. How many times? You know why I smile so much? Okay, I'll let you in on a secret. Because I've got a message. I've got a message of hope. I've got a message of understanding. I've got a message about a king who loves his children who are kings and priests. I've got a message that tells us to multiply, be fruitful, be multiplied, replenish, subdue. And doing those things, you have dominion. I've got a message that says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And it's not just relegated for people that look like me or people that may be behind a book board or people that wear collars, or it's for anybody, the whosoever, let him come, that will come. It's for them. It's for you. In closing, I want the absolute best for you. I want you to have more good days than you've had bad. I want you to stand even when your knees are knocking and you want to sit down. I want you to exhale even when you don't feel like you catch your breath. He is who he says that he is, and he does reward us. I want you to believe that there is absolutely nothing that you have done, will do, are doing that could ever separate you from him, from his love. And I want you to live. I want you to live above and never beneath. I want you to be a lender and not a borrower. I want you to dance with your eyes closed. And when you think that you cannot, I want you to tie a knot in just a flicker of faith and say, oh, yes, I can. All right, that's my show. Don't forget, Mondays, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm back with Talk to Tanji. Hopefully next week, my guys, Niles and KJ, will join us on the Dr. Tanji Show on LA Talk Radio. Don't forget, we're uploading old shows on our YouTube channel. And I am making this vow to you. I am going to be more interactive starting now on all social media platforms. That's at Dr. Tanji Show. And until then, I want you to have a very Merry Christmas starting right now. I want you to be grateful for what you have and what not what you don't. And I want you to know that I love you from here to the moon and the stars. Until next time. Bye.